And then there were four, the final four. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo is going to his seventh Final Four since 1999, the most Final Fours of any coach this century. Number seven, Michigan State will play number one seed Duke on Saturday in Indianapolis. And we have Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here now. And that was one wild, wild ride against Louisville.
Yes, it was, to say the least. A team they are supposed to lose to again. Of course. Louisville, coached by Rick Pitino, has already won a national title at Louisville against Michigan a few years ago. You probably recall that one.
Yep.
And, of course, at Kentucky, who is still around as well. So he's one of the all-time great coaches. So is Izzo. And that was a battle of two masterminds down to the stretch. And the Spartans really, as Izzo even said this, is not his best team. It's not even close. This team, as he said early in the season, I would not have picked them for a Final Four team.
He said he wouldn't have.
Exactly. Where else are you going to go with that one, right?
Yeah. And that first half was so wobbly. And you've got to wonder. I mean, they were down eight at the break. What on earth happened in that locker room that changed things around both Friday night and yesterday?
I speak with zero knowledge here of the actual situation. However, knowing Izzo and knowing what a good coach does, he calmed him down. He calmed him down and got him back to X's and O's. It was not an emotional appeal, is my strong hunch. It is just trying to block out the gigantic crowd you've got, the pressure, CBS and all the rest, and keep the game between the taped lines. Look, he's been on this high wire many times, and that's where the experience really pays off. The last time Michigan State was in the Final Four was 2010. So it's been 5 years. Not one player on this team has been on there, and he's been to seven. So he knows exactly what it takes, and I'm sure he calmed him down and got him back to basics, and they played that way in the second half. It was not fancy basketball in the second half either, but it was fundamentally sound.
Well, things started seeming to gel. But speaking of calm down, that's not him on the sidelines.
No, it's not.
I think the Italian in Tom Izzo comes out with a vengeance. It's something to say.
It does. He's very rarely on the right side of the tape, which is the painted side. Mm-hmm. Opponents, including Michigan fans, of course, this drives them nuts that Tom is out in the middle of the court and all that. But look, it's part of his style. He rarely gets called for this, and his players clearly eat it up. I'll say this. When you're around him, when you watch him on camera, he's intense, he's fierce, he very rarely smiles. When you get to him socially, he has a ton of fun, and his players love him. That's not what you see on TV.
Well, this is the guy that showed up at the kickoff rally dressed as a member of KISS, dressed like Gene Simmons in front of everybody, you know, to get him rallied. So we know he doesn't take himself too seriously.
He does not, and he's a youper after all, and they tend not to as a rule. I don't know if any current basketball player would know who KISS was. That's an our generational thing, but they know he's wearing makeup. So.
He walked it. Well, they're calling this Final Four epic. But we should note, by the way, Saturday's games are on TBS on cable. So, you know, people are a little bit at a disadvantage if they don't have cable. And then Monday night goes back to CBS. So
right. There
is that. What are your concerns as you
By the way, find any bar anywhere or any friend will have this game. Not hard to find.
So what are your concerns as you look ahead to Duke?
They're better. Look, this is a one-seeded team. It's Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski. Mm-hmm. He's won four national titles. This is his 12th Final Four. Not as many as Tom Izzo since 2000, as you pointed out. But no, this is a machine right here. And if you get past them, you got a bigger machine in Kentucky and John Calipari. If that game happens, if you have Izzo versus Calipari, you have, in my book, about as close to good versus evil as you're going to get. For the reasons we talked about before, look, Calipari's not even trying to coach these guys for very long. They're one-and-dones, which means they don't even go to school second semester of the season. So because you can skip all your classes all semester and you will not be ineligible until about 2 weeks after the March Madness is finished.
And then who cares?
You're out anyway. You're only a one-semester freshman, so whatever. Izzo, on the other hand, has got about an 83-84% graduation rate, which is higher than that of the university itself, which is a heck of a thing when your players are still going to the NBA and things like this. So I have met Calipari briefly. I know Izzo fairly well. For me, it's not even close. Now, if that happens, that is the ultimate Hoosiers game set up where you got this slow guys who can't run as fast, jump as high, and Kentucky will be the hot shots. But do not count this team out.
This team sure has guts. When you're thinking about coming up on Saturday, what about Coach Izzo versus Coach K? Can you compare and contrast Krzyzewski and Izzo?
Yeah, I think that the image of Izzo on the sidelines is, as you say, fiery, intense, screaming and yelling. It's all true. I mean, the camera's not lying.
Yeah, breaking clipboards.
Right, but Coach K seems like the calm, quiet one. don't believe that either. When he puts his finger on his nose like this and his hand over his mouth, he's doing that for a reason, and that is to make sure you cannot lip sync what he is saying, which is not normally going to run on CBS. it is not G-rated what he's saying to his players. If his finger goes along his nose, it is not G-rated.
You know, it's interesting watching both teams after that Louisville game, and you really do get a sense of what college sports should be and is.
This is why we love it. And as cynical as I get covering this stuff and writing about it, as we all can get and so on, look, man, those tears are not crocodile tears. That's the real thing you're seeing. Absolutely. And how often in life do you see genuine passion where the 20-year-olds who won are throwing the ball up in the air and finding their parents in the stands and they're crying, and the guys who lost are burying their faces in their jerseys and crying in front of the world on the sidelines? That's all real, and we don't get to see that very often. And one of the great things about sports in general is you don't know how it's going to end. And in college sports, the passion overrides still everything else.
And you think of how young they are and what that's going to mean to them throughout the rest of their lives.
I can already tell you, having talked to the 89 championship team from Michigan, I've interviewed Magic Johnson, all these guys. 30 years from now, they will be able to break down these games almost play for play.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. It's always great to talk with you, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.